This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. One person is dead and two others wounded after a Russian missile hit non-residential buildings in the capital Kyiv Thursday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko broke the news in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Air raid sirens wailed across Ukraine after Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks. They come one day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kyiv will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
For more on all the stories we're covering, you can visit us at voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. Israeli forces.